This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The administrator of the U.S. government's compensation fund for victims of the September 11 attacks says the money could have been given out more fairly. Congress created that fund just days after the attacks. The plan was to compensate victims and their families and also protect the airline industry from lawsuits. In return for $7 billion in compensation, 9/11 victims and their families agreed not to sue the airlines. Kenneth Feinberg served as the administrator of that fund, and he's on the phone now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So why do you think that the money was given out of the wrong way?
No, I think the money was given out all right. 97% of the families took advantage of the fund. If, God forbid, this is ever done again, Congress, I think, should give serious consideration to providing a flat payment or the same amount for everybody.
What happened in this case was that some people got more than others?
The statute required that the stockbroker or the banker or the bond trader receive more than the policeman or the military official or the fireman. And that's because Congress limited substantially the right of these individuals to bring a lawsuit against the airlines or the World Trade Center if they so desired.
Did the family of the banker get more than the family of the fireman because the banker was making more money and therefore it was presumed that his future income would have been greater?
That's exactly right. And fortunately, I think the program at the end of the day worked well. The average award under the program came to about $2 million tax-free. And I think all of the families that entered the fund are reasonably satisfied that it worked effectively. If Congress considers this another time, I think probably they'll take a hard look at whether or not it wouldn't be better just to give everybody the same amount and allow them to litigate if they so desire.
But part of the point was to avoid lawsuits.
That's exactly right. And since to avoid lawsuits, Congress decided let's replicate the way the system would work in the courtroom. Let's require under this fund that everybody get different amounts based on their economic circumstances.
Which left you in the position of determining what each life was worth.
That's correct, and that is a difficult assignment. It ended up that over 5,000 applications were honored for death and physical injury, and the program really worked well. There are only 80 lawsuits in which people elected to sue rather than come into the fund.
You would hope that everybody in the future would get the same amount of money.
I think it's easier to do that. Now, of course, that begs a couple of questions. How much is the same amount? And also, will people have an unfettered right to litigate as well as receive this flat amount? And those are very, very difficult questions that I'm sure Congress will consider if and when, unfortunately, something like this ever happens again.
I want to come back to this point about your suggestion that in the future, if this happens again, it should be a flat payment and there should not be an adjustment for the different incomes of different people. Why would it be important to you to give everybody the same amount of money?
I think the primary reason is that when you give people different amounts of money, you fuel divisiveness and unhappiness among the very people you're trying to help. When I was processing these claims and I would give $2 million to the stockbroker's widow and $1 million to the firefighter's widow, that did not sit well with the firefighters. And the widow would say to me, Mr. Feinberg, you're giving $1 million more to a stockbroker's widow. My husband died a hero at 9/11, and you're giving me $1 million less, and you're devaluing his life, etc. Now, there are very good answers to that. But I think that in the end, if you're really trying to help a group of people, it's very, very difficult to explain to people in grief why their lost loved one's value is less than somebody else's. And it raises problems in convincing people of the merit and justice of the program.
Mr. Feinberg, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
Kenneth Feinberg served as the administrator of the 9/11 Compensation Fund.